Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith, sitting in with the guys.
Gardner Goldsmith.
Thanks for having me here, guys.
The third man on the show tonight. And, of course, your calls are still primary at 800-259-9231. Whatever you want to talk about goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We're going straight to the phones and to the fun. Ryan, calling from Second Life. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Hello, Ryan. Oops, let's try that again. Ryan,
hey,
we're there now.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, we got you, man. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, I was just calling. Y'all mentioned the intellectual property once again.
Yeah.
Y'all are missing the simplest solution.
What's that?
You go buy a book, buy music, buy a movie. Nearly everything has a little disclaimer on it, which is really a contract. It's saying by owning this, which you're voluntarily owning, you're voluntarily giving up. You know, you're not going to copy it, you're not going to sell it.
Right, it should
be... Why can that same principle not be applied to every consumer product?
That's exactly the way I look at it.
Well, the question on that is obviously, some people are not going to stick by that contract that they made, and how are you going to know whether that person did or not, or whether I came into Ian's house and copied his copy of, say, Windows?
But you didn't agree to the contract.
Well, you know, Mark, I think if we didn't have the government out there, you would have a more fluid, systematic way of this happening, and I think what you'd end up having is stores would sign on, or online providers would sign on to those that would protect this sort of thing. You know, hey, maybe we'd never be able to protect
against it. That's still making it more difficult.
Right, right.
Still
I don't
making
think...
it more difficult because, for the simple fact, you break into Ian's house, copy his things. For that moment, you were in possession of it voluntarily, therefore breaking that contract.
Yeah,
you don't even need to involve anyone else.
I frankly don't think there's any way you're going to come up with any sort of completely 100% foolproof paradigm.
Right. Well, besides, I mean, you can say what you want about the CD. When you open the piece of software, it's got that label on it with the contract or the agreement and that you're somehow agreeing to it by opening that that piece of software. You can say what you want about that, but the fact still remains, it's not going to stop people from copying these things.
Right.
It's not going to stop people from copying software, copying songs, copying movies, and distributing them to their friends over the Internet. I mean, we can sit here and fantasize about that all we want to.
That's not what I'm concerned with.
The thing is, if there are damages, then you can prove them. If there are no damages, then there's no damages.
Well, how could
Who
you
cares?
Prove? I mean, you can't possibly prove damages. I don't think you can prove damages from a piece of software being pirated. For instance, if there's a new Windows Vista comes out, and there's a whole bunch of people that pick up the pirated version of it, there's no way to tell, you know, how many of them are pirated and how many are not, how many people are using the pirated software, so you can, like, somehow calculate what your potential loss was. And there's also no way to know how many of the people that pick up the pirated software are just using it for evaluation purposes and then turn around and purchase that software because they liked it so much. There's all of these factors that you just don't know.
This is sort of the way I look at it. We know that it might be difficult to get a private paradigm that would work, but we know one thing. The government paradigm of copyright doesn't work. It's certainly not working now, and I think it retards creativity and economic growth.
I got
to agree
with
that.
How does it retard creativity?
Well,
I think it seems to me that I'm rewarded extraordinarily well, too well, by my intellectual property now. If
okay.
I write a book or that's popular and it just keeps on going and going.
I think there are some great examples. You look at the Beastie Boys album, Paul's Boutique.
Okay.
They did that disc at a time when the copyright laws were a little looser as far as use of sampling. They then tighten them up about a year or maybe 18 months after that album came out, and no album can be made like it at all anymore legally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredible disc. And at first it got panned by the reviewers, but they must have been smoking crack. But and so that itself, you know, taking sound bites, the bell from Pink Floyd, you know, that sort of thing. Those types of things, the creativity the freedom to do it, allowed them to be so creative. They couldn't have made that album if they didn't have looser copyright restrictions. Other
types. But y'all are still just looking at music and things like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, sure. If you look at products,
picture, actual tangible product.
Right.
Say,
right.
A lot of people say pharmaceutical companies won't innovate as much because people can copy it.
I don't agree.
No, because in that case, you know, nobody's going to be copying, you know, a drug without being able to track it back and, okay, you stole this.
Yeah, and I think
you look at the bigger picture and it works really well. Y'all are just looking at a few places that it may not work so well.
And if you look at patent offices, there have been instances where people have gone into the patent offices with products that unfortunately are a little bit too similar to a product that was brought in just earlier in the day. And the government prevents them from actually giving that product out for sale to people. They say, no, I'm sorry, we're going to force you not to do that. We're going to stop you because somebody else beat you to it.
Well, there's certainly problems with the patent office.
Sure.
I would say more so than there is with the copyright office, from my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, they've patented a crustless peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That just shows how messed up the patent office
yeah,
is.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, it worries me about totally intellectual property, as the caller, what's his name?
Ryan.
Ryan was pointing out, it's the totally intellectual property that bothers me. Mm-hmm. Music, books, CDs, you know, things like that. Music, books, and software.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the really.
But you're worried about people going and selling your work.
And it's the sale of the work is the biggest issue, not the pirating and use of.
You know, I want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, you're saying that the market could very easily handle. I guess punishing those who attempted to sell these pirated works. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that would be a breach of contract.
Right.
Very good, Ryan. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. Again, 1-800-259-9231. So some people in America are not even going to be allowed to create certain works. I mean, this isn't even copyright. This isn't patents. This is just First Amendment stuff here. This from the Associated Press. A woman who authorities say ran a website that published graphic fictional tales about the torture and sexual abuse of children has been indicted on federal obscenity charges. Quote, use of the Internet to distribute obscene stories like these not only violates federal law, but also emboldens sex offenders who would target children, according to U.S. Attorney General bureaucrat Beth Buchanan, in a Wednesday press conference announcing the charges against Karen Fletcher, age 54. Excerpts of her stories were available to all visitors to her website, while others paid to read whole stories, according to prosecutors. Fletcher was indicted by a federal grand jury Tuesday on 6 counts involving 6 stories about the kidnapping, torture, sexual molestation, and murder of children 9 and under. The charges carry 5 years in prison each.
Incredible.
So, 6 counts, 5 years in prison each.
With no victims.
30 years because the woman ran a sicko website.
It's really a sicko website.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what's so hard about these things is this woman's difficult for me to defend.
Why?
Because she's a sick woman.
So?
Sick stuff.
Why is it difficult for you to defend that? It's okay. You just say, look, I don't agree with what she's saying, but I'll fight to the death to defend her ability to say it.
And
that's what America's all about, Mark.
And you know the problem that I see, Mark, is that we've had a government that keeps stepping in trying to protect us from people like her when there are no direct victims.
I'd have to agree that there's no victim. And I, you know, when it comes to child pornography, this is the sort of thing that it's naturally going to run to is where do we stop? This is a story. It's not even pictures.
There were graphic fictional tales. Yeah, I thought when
and
I saw graphic,
pay
I thought,
for part of it, right?
Well, when I saw the word graphic, I thought maybe there were drawings or something. But no, these are just text stories.
It's just text.
Well, you know what fascinates me here is the wisdom of the founding fathers who were so well steeped in natural philosophy, natural rights philosophy. This is a situation where. And if people do a strict reading of the U.S. Constitution, the First Amendment doesn't say anything about the states coming up with their own laws about obscenity.
No.
Now, we as libertarians could talk about that in the abstract, but in the practical sense, we're so far from what the founding fathers wanted. They knew that you weren't going to get unanimity on everything. So they said, hey, you know what? Divvy it up state to state. That is not a federal issue right there.
No, it's not.
But they're making it an issue. In fact, this isn't the only obscenity charge that they brought out. We've talked about this all year. There have been, like, at least 3 other stories besides this one of website operators, pornography creators, producers that have been brought up on federal charges of obscenity, and nobody is coming to defend these people. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Light with today's Car Clinic Minute. Your car's acting up until you take it to your mechanic. Then it performs perfectly until you leave the shop. Wish for a way to end this madness? When I come back, I'll tell you how.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
There is a way to end the madness when your car won't act up for your mechanic the way it does when you drive it. Here's your repair shop prescription. Keep a diary. Record when and where your car displays its bad behavior. Note the weather. Is it hot? Cold? Raining? How much gas was in the tank? And was the engine warm or cold? Keep this diary for a week. Then share the information with your automotive physician, your mechanic. You'll be surprised at the facts you gather and the heartburn you avoid. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith, sitting with the boys.
You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. And I got to say, if you've been thinking about the First 1,000 Pledge, don't think too much longer. Go and sign up. I mean, if you can make it to New Hampshire by the end of 2008, this is what the first 1,000 pledge is. It's the 1,000 people who are committing to come to the state before the end of 2008. So if you can do that, get on it now, because we've only got like 3 more months to get enough people to make 1,000 on this this first 1,000 pledge, because I think there's only about 500. We're close to 500 at this point.
Yeah.
So we really need to pick up the pace.
You know what, and I should mention something that as an observer watching things that have happened, if you're at all wondering if you can have an effect if you decide to come over here, first, it's you know, you're picking up sticks. Don't look at it as huge a deal as you think it is. Get here. But once you get here, the libertarians who are here are already having an effect. They have stopped a smoking ban in private establishments. They have stopped a seatbelt law. They have stopped a helmet law for bicycles. And they're going to have a greater effect in the future. And
so, I mean, essentially, they're holding ground at the moment on freedom. And how many more movers? I mean, there's only been 150 people that have actually moved so far. How many more movers is it going to take to tip it in the other direction towards freedom?
Absolutely. And there's so many great people. You move here, they have these meet and greets. There are all these great parties. And hey, man, you're hanging out with people like you guys.
Yeah.
Like you guys do on your show, and you're hanging out, you're watching DVDs, and you're talking, you're playing games. You're like, oh my God, I used to drive from New Hampshire down to Irvington, New York, Irvington on Hudson, to go down to the Foundation for Economic Education. I do some writing for them sometimes.
Okay.
And just to hang out with libertarians.
Don't have to do that anymore.
It's awesome. It's really great.
It's so rare to get a chance to hang out with people that agree with your opinions.
Yeah.
I mean, you're an outcast, a pariah. You have no soul amongst most people.
I'm telling you, absolutely.
So,
well, guys, you know, I don't want to steer you in any other direction, but that story you were talking about
the obscenity thing.
What's this woman's name
Karen
again?
Karen Fletcher. She's 54. She's been indicted on 6 counts, facing up to 5 years for each count, for violating so-called obscenity restrictions by the federal government.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because you've got a couple things. John Ashcroft was involved with this. Orrin Hatch was involved with this.
I think Ashcroft started the war on porn.
Absolutely. They had the Children's Internet Protection Act, CIPA, and they had the Children's Porn Protection, Pornography Protection Act, CPPA.
Okay.
And the CPPA, Children's Pornography Protection Act, would have made electronic depictions through pixelated computer programs of child pornography federal offenses.
You're talking about like a drawing.
A drawing through computers. Absolutely right.
Well, so, I'd say that this is even more extreme than that, to some extent. I mean,
I would say that if she
not had, even drawings here.
Right. If she had drawings on her website, they probably would have charged her for those, too. I think that now they're really just, I think, loosely interpreting whatever the obscenity regulations are, and they're just railroading people into the system jailing them.
Now, the Supreme Court ruled against one portion of the CPPA, the Children's Internet Pornography Protection Act, and they ruled that computer generated images do not qualify as obscenity.
Well, then I would have to say that
because there's no victim.
That written depictions of child rape don't qualify
and
as
I think,
obscenity either.
I think exactly. Of course, now we have a differently composed Supreme Court.
Right.
But I think if we go to the Supreme Court, I think they go by that precedent.
Maybe so, but now we're touching on a huge problem with what goes on in this country here, and that is that the government just, you may have the Supreme Court ruling,
you got it.
But it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah.
They're just going to keep bringing charges and keep throwing these charges at people and keep locking people up in jail because a lot of people are just going to plea out. They're going to say, oh my gosh, I'm facing 30 years in prison. Okay, I'll take the 5-year plea bargain and I'll go to jail.
And
that's what happens.
Absolutely.
And they know that they can keep throwing out charges and the chances that they're going to hit somebody who's going to fight it to the Supreme Court, virtually nil.
Yeah,
you know, now it's
so they just do whatever they want.
Early on, what they do is they offer really great plea bargains.
Yeah, to get the deals.
Now, to get the deals, so that they have under their belt these convictions. So they're going to offer
case law.
Right, they're going to. It's sort of case law. It's just sort of. It's, I don't know. It's just momentum more than anything.
Mm.
These people, you know, they're taking plea bargains of, you know, 1 year house arrest or something like that, rather than 30 years in prison. And that's what they face. So they offer them these much better deals compared to this huge thing that they're looking at. So then they don't take the court, trial.
You know, guys, what I find is interesting about this is in trying to prosecute these people, the federal government relies on the Interstate Commerce Clause. For example, here's another great example. When Joe Lieberman was running as a vice presidential candidate,
okay,
he threatened Hollywood and said, if you don't clean up your act, I'm going to work to qualify your films as products and regulate them under the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is so ridiculous because James Madison said that to consider that anything that goes over state borders is something that can be regulated by the federal government is ridiculous. It's supposed to be about tariffs. Tariffs, state-to-state tariffs. We're supposed to be a big free trade zone. But they don't get it, and it's just ridiculous. We can get into that.
They really
time.
Have misinterpreted the heck out of the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Oh, yeah, it's because it helps serve their purposes.
Right,
it gives them power.
Right, exactly, so they can rule people.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing that gets me is he was going to, and this is where, you know, the so-called classic, you know, contemporary liberals, the lefty Democrats, they should wake up and recognize it's not just the Republicans that want to, you know, regulate your speech. Because it was Lieberman, the so-called moderate Democrat, who threatened to have these things categorized as products and regulate the content of movies. Now, this woman is slightly different because if you were to say, it's not really different because it's still just expression, but it has this patina of child obscenity on it, right?
Right.
So in this case, they're saying, well, if it was real child pornography, and there was a victim, then the trafficking of that over state borders might not necessarily be interstate commerce. It could be interstate crime. And then the federal government can get involved. But it's not.
It's fictional stories.
Right.
And right. It's just ludicrous that this is
happening. Print on paper. And
right. Right. And
as much as I hate it, I don't like it, I can't say that.
The other part of their tactic here, the federal government, their tactic is to go after the most extreme purveyors of pornography. So they're going after the websites about bestiality. They're going after the website, in this case, about sexual abuse of children.
Right.
They've gone after one of the hardcore kind of violent style porn guys, like the fake rape porn, I guess, or whatever.
Right.
So they're going after all these obscure porn producers who obviously
support them.
There's a demand for their product, right. But the industry's backing away. The adult industry saying, well, we don't really mind. You can go after these guys. Just leave us alone. As though they're going to leave them alone after they've cleared out all of the other hardcore producers.
Yeah.
You guys are next if you don't stand up and fight for everybody's freedom. More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both on the house, freetalklive.com. Plus, if you're looking for a show that doesn't dumb the content down for the slowest person in the class, check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin. It's loud, fast, and smart. And unless you hear it, you'll never know if that slowest person is you. There's only one way to find out. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. Again, dancarlin.com. So we had Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org on the show on Monday night.
Yeah.
And he let us know that there was a bit of a sense of urgency. In fact, a major sense of urgency on an issue going on in Washington, D.C. with the Senate and the House considering legislation to eviscerate more freedoms and destroy habeas corpus.
Ah, yeah.
And do all sorts of terrible, tyrannical things to people in the name of security.
Absolutely. Keep us secure. Don't declare war,
and
but keep us secure.
Apparently, part of this has actually gone down at this point, Mark. According to Fox News, the House has approved legislation today giving the Bush administration authority to interrogate and prosecute terrorism detainees, moving the president to the edge of a pre-election victory with a key piece of his anti-terror plan. The 250...
Torturing people.
Yes. The 253 to 168 vote, so fairly overwhelming vote in favor of torture, came shortly after senators agreed to limit debate on their own nearly identical bill, all but assuring its passage on Thursday.
Yeah, boys.
Well, you know, here's something I've got, a question I've got. Now, if between in the Cold War, United States versus the Soviet Union... Who would we imagine, at least from my memory, from, you know, one's memory of the Cold War, who would we imagine would be the more likely to do the torturing, us or them?
Mm-hmm. Them. Right.
Who won?
We did.
Okay. Let's just, I mean, just from that very fact right there, the KGB didn't beat us with torture. Torture doesn't work. it's a bad idea.
Yeah, but it'll work when Americans do it, Mark.
Why?
Because we're God's people.
Yeah, if the Bush administration does it, everything will work out fine. And, you know, it's so frustrating because when they first, after 2001, September 11th, and those planes that went down and those people that died, they had Alberto Gonzalez go from the White House over to Congress to specifically ask them not to declare war. And the reason he didn't want to declare war was because they didn't want to conform to the Geneva Conventions. Then later, we were told, in fact, just twice
Alberto,
in the last...
Was Alberto Gonzalez the AG at the time?
He was White House counsel, I think, at that time, and they sent him over. And thank God he's not on the Supreme Court. But since that time, yeah, just in the past year, we have been told at least twice by Don Rumsfeld that the people who were being held... First, they told us, oh, no, we don't have any foreign bases where we're interrogating. First, they said, we're not interrogating... the detainees in American bases, and we're not torturing them in American bases, which was a semantic game because
right.
they had them in Romania or in like Poland, and it was discovered by the New York Times. Everybody got so mad at this, right? You're saying, well, look, are you at all perturbed that your government was lying to you? No, it has to be done to protect us. Okay, how about this? How about they declare war? No, we can't do that, because if we declare war, then we're not going to be able to ask people questions the way we need to, because we'll have to conform to the Geneva Conventions. Okay, so you get Don Rumsfeld. He later tells us, oh, you know, all these guys are being treated to all of the protections afforded under the Geneva Conventions.
Sure they are.
Then the Hamdan case comes down, and they demand habeas corpus, and they demand that either these guys be tried under U.S. criminal code as terror suspects, because we haven't declared war.
Right.
Or
either they're criminals or they're
Prisoners of war.
Right.
And they can't
POWs,
be one
right.
or the other. And because the only thing Congress can do when they're going to use the U.S. military, according to this little document I have called the U.S. Constitution, is declare war. And they didn't do it. And the reason they didn't do it was because they wanted to avoid the Geneva Conventions. There are certain rules to war. So what do we get? After the Supreme Court rulings, then Bush says that if Congress doesn't give him more power, he's not going to be able to continue questioning the suspects the way he has and getting information to protect Americans.
Right, because he's been caught red-handed.
Right, and what does that tell you? It's an admission that what they were telling us before was false.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, there is no other way that you can look at that syllogism. Either they were lying to us before or they weren't,
and he wants Congress to, and they are, and they're doing exactly what he wants. He wants Congress to pass a law or to pass a bill that's going to exonerate him after the fact
violating the laws
that he's violated.
And they're still going, they're still trying, Ian, to get a third way without declaring war, and this is one of the most pernicious things they could possibly do. Today, announcing that these guys, who are not going to be tried under U.S. criminal codes, they're going to be tried under some other military code yet to be announced.
Right. Well, there's some details
on that. We'll just
make
that up as we go.
Right.
There's some details on that. Apparently, Republican leaders are hoping to work out differences and send Bush a final version before leaving town this weekend to campaign for their congressional elections. For nearly 2 weeks, the White House and rebellious Republican senators have fought publicly over whether Bush's plan would give him too much authority. But they struck a compromise last Thursday, and Republicans are hoping approval will bolster their effort to cast themselves as strong on national security, a marquee issue this election year. Now, Gardner, you probably know a lot more about the Constitution than I do or Mark does.
We're just a couple of boobs.
Let me see if I understand this. Did they not outline what the role of the president and the administration was in the Constitution?
Yes.
Did they not outline there how much authority, so-called, that the president is supposed to have?
It's kind of a wacky thing. You know, you got this Article 2 thing, and it sort of says what the president can and can't do. And during times of war, which are contingent upon a declaration of war by the Congress in Section 1 of Article 1 of the Constitution, he can command the troops. And this is the key, I have often heard right-wing talk show hosts, and I'm considered one of them many times, they keep saying, I can't believe that people are trying to afford these foreigners who aren't wearing uniform and aren't working for any specific government the same protections under the Geneva Accords that soldiers would be afforded. And this is the thing, it doesn't matter how they're dressed. If we are declaring war, it is dependent upon our declaration of war how we behave. If we're a signatory to the Geneva Conventions and it doesn't contravene the U.S. Constitution, then we are supposed to act and comport ourselves according to the Geneva Conventions. Doesn't matter whether we're fighting cats. We are supposed to operate in a certain way, and they're not doing it. And that's why they didn't want to declare war. And now, just got to say, Mark, now what these guys are doing is they're suspending habeas corpus in a way that, again, appears to be an infringement of the U.S. Constitution. And that's very dangerous.
You know, the Bill of Rights doesn't mention citizenship anywhere in it. So either they have to be treated like civilian criminals, or they have to be treated like prisoners of war.
Exactly.
It just doesn't make any sense to create this whole new category.
Well, that's what they're doing.
And that's what they're doing. Yeah. Now, and that new category gets no rights.
And it's funny because they're giving us the runaround. I talked to Tony Blankley about this. We have a caller up in my area who's pretty sharp on this, too. What they're doing is, Jim Axelrod, a CBS News reported on this, and it was very interesting because he said, oh, what they're going to be doing is, under this agreement, it appears that they're going to be going with the War Crimes Act of 1996. So if you look up the War Crimes Act of 1996, which, by the way, shortly after all this was reported, it suddenly magically disappeared from the Library of Congress website.
What?
It used to be there. Yeah, I sent myself the link to it one day, and the next day I went back, and it was gone.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was very interesting. I want to go back again and check it out. It's the Thomas section of the Library of Congress. If you do text U.S. War Crimes Act 1996, you should be able to get it. Harvard should have it posted. You got to do some searching in Google.
So what about
it? You should find it. Well, anyway, what it does is, if you look at the text of it, it refers back to, of all things, the Geneva Conventions. So what they're saying is, Bush is saying, well, we need to have... Bush said we need to have a clearer definition of Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions, because if we don't, we're not going to know how far we can go with these guys. So write us a law, Congress, to let us know how to go with these guys, even though we didn't declare war. And then what they do is they say, oh, yeah, we'll go back to the War Crimes Act of 1996. And the War Crimes Act says, go to the Geneva Conventions. It's a total circle.
War on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. In case you weren't tuned in on Monday night, there's a few details on what this House bill is going to do as far as it destroying freedoms. We'll get that to you. Coming up, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And Gardner Goldsmith. Thanks, guys.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Shop with us. We've got the Free Talk Live store open for business. You can buy Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and DVD archives, classic episodes, and more. All there at store.freetalklive.com. Again, that is store.freetalklive.com. So, Fox News reporting that the House has passed in an overwhelming vote, 253 to 168, that apparently, well, more freedom is going to be destroyed here. Let me share from this. Apparently, House Majority Leader John Boehner all but dared Democrats to vote against the legislation, saying, "Will my Democrat friends work with Republicans to give the president the tools he needs to continue to stop terrorist attacks before they happen? Or will they vote to force him to fight the terrorists with one arm tied behind his back?" Because what symbolism, right? As though George Bush is out there in a boxing ring with a terrorist, right? I mean, come on. Democrats opposed the bill by about a 5-1 margin, with many wanting to tone down the powers it would give to Bush.
I wonder if we could actually set up a boxing match between Osama bin Laden and George Bush.
I would love it, but you know he would never say yes to that.
No.
I mean, he didn't even say yes to Ahmadinejad's TV debate. Like, he proposed that Bush have a debate with him on television, and he stayed the hell away from it, of course. Because Ahmadinejad might have made a little bit too much sense, I guess.
You know, if it was a boxing match, then there would be rules, and somebody could go back on the rules later. I think they should actually be given, knives and fight to the death.
Or maybe what they could do is they could pretend they have rules, like they pretend they conform to the U.S. Constitution. And then you could just jump in and start slugging on them, like, "But we have rules!" "Oh, yeah, maybe we do. Sorry." Bang! Just slam them.
Well, I'm afraid the Secret Service will take care of you pretty
quick. The legislation that was passed would establish a military court system to prosecute terror suspects, which the translation for that is Star Chamber. We talked about this a couple months ago here on Free Talk Live. Essentially, if you're going into this military court and you're a terror suspect, which means you can be an enemy combatant or whatever, they can just pick you up off the streets, label you an enemy combatant, throw you in a brig like they've done with Jose Padilla, and then bring you into a Star Chamber. In fact, from what we were reading, they may actually make it so you don't even have to show up at your own trial. In fact, you don't even get to have a lawyer. You don't get to talk to a lawyer. You may not even get to show up to the trial. And they're just going to essentially prosecute you behind closed doors. It's not going to be open to the public. That's what they're talking about here when they say establish a military court system.
Now, it's interesting because we have a military court system for prisoners of war. There is the War Crimes Tribunal. But since they didn't declare war, they've had to come up with the Alvin Toffler third way. And this is how they're doing it. And it's incredible to think
Alvin Toffler, the author of the what, the third wave?
Yeah, yeah. And, Newt Gingrich's favorite author. Absolutely.
Yeah, he's been wrong on everything. Everything.
I'm not saying specifically that he did this, but, you know, okay, all these pinheads down in Washington think, ooh, I read a futurist book. Now I can run other people's lives.
Well, like, while the bill would grant defendants more legal rights than they had under the administration's old system, it nevertheless would eliminate rights usually granted in civilian and military courts. And of course, leave it to Fox News to leave out what rights exactly it's eliminating.
Right.
The measure also provides extensive definitions of war crimes such as torture, rape, and biological experiments, but gives Bush the broad authority to decide which other techniques U.S. interrogators can legally use.
See, this is the thing. They decide what torture is.
Well, this is the thing. We're signatory to the Geneva Conventions. That already delineates what is a war crime and what isn't, and what can be done and what can't.
Right, well, that's not good enough for Bush.
No, it's
he
incredible.
Wants to set the rules. He's the decider, Gardner, and he's going to decide on what is and what is not torture.
Absolutely right. And what they're doing here, and this is very, very important for people to acknowledge and recognize, what they have done in not declaring war is create a new category of enemy, the enemy combatant, and it doesn't have to be a foreigner.
Right.
This is what is so key. Hamdan, who was the driver of Osama bin Laden, was a foreigner, and they took him away, and he sued. He said, you have got to either present me with charges with the body of evidence, habeas corpus, in a U.S. criminal trial, or treat me as a prisoner of war.
Habeas corpus is essentially a demand for a speedy trial.
Well, the habeas corpus goes back to British common law, where you're supposed to be presented with the evidence, the body, habeas corpus, the corpus, body of evidence. You're supposed to, if you're charged, the government has to show you the evidence.
It's discovery.
In front of people. Exactly. And they have to present you with charges. They can't hold you indefinitely.
That way you can scrutinize the evidence and come up with a counter story.
Right, and you can have a defense. And Bush does not want that. And many of the neocons don't want that. And many paleocons don't want that, surprisingly. And this is what's so
maybe it's because they don't have evidence. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And there have been cases proven. There was an Iraqi taxi driver. Now, people say, well, you know, that you got to realize that they use the taxi drivers to channel themselves around and stuff. Okay, fine. That's something that we can get into another time. But the matters of law here are so important, because any American who is listening to this program right now has got to acknowledge and recognize that Hamdan had a case, but there were other cases, the Hamdi case, for example, where they were Americans captured on foreign soil, and they sued for habeas corpus. What happened was Congress, after Hamdi and after Hamdan sued, the Hamdi case had already been decided and the Hamdan case had yet to be decided. Congress stepped in and they said, oh, these people are suing for habeas corpus. Then they're suing to be treated under either U.S. criminal code or as POWs. We, as the Congress, since we have the power, the Constitution gives us the power to set up the court system between the state courts and the Supreme Court, we are not going to allow any of those cases to go to the Supreme Court now on. No other cases can go. And now,
any more cases?
Now, this is a crazy check that the legislative branch has against the judicial branch. It doesn't make any sense to me that they would be able to say which cases go to the Supreme Court.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing. This is one of the things that the Anti-Federalists wanted because they knew that the Supreme Court could start to manipulate the way that the Constitution was viewed. So they wanted to make sure that Congress, which was closest to the people, had the checks. They have the impeachment power, and they have the ability to keep certain cases from going to the Supreme Court. For example, they just passed something to protect gun manufacturers, lawsuits over gun manufacturing, manufacturers being liable, cannot go to the Supreme Court anymore because Congress passed a law last year that said you can't do that. We're going to preclude these from being heard. Jurisdiction is no longer allowed by the Supreme Court over these cases. And they did the same thing with Hamdi and Hamdan. After Hamdi, and just after Hamdan, after the Hamdi ruling and just before the Hamdan case was ruled, they said no more of these cases. Now they've gone a proactive step further, and they're saying, we are not going to allow any of these detainees habeas corpus hearings in any way.
Hmm.
They're writing a law to allow Bush to do this, and
which
people have got to remember.
They can hold them indefinitely.
And they can hold Americans. This is the key thing. People say, well, why are you defending terrorists? Well, we don't know if they're terrorists, first of all.
Right.
And second of all,
we convict them.
Exactly. And if you're an American, like Americans who have been charged with terrorism, you need to have habeas corpus. And this is the key thing. If you look in the Constitution, under Article 1, it says the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it.
Yeah, I don't see that we're under an invasion or a rebellion.
And if we're under invasion, what's the proper response? You declare war against the invaders.
That makes sense.
Right. Now, the instance that everybody discusses for the suspension of habeas corpus is the Civil War. And that wasn't even done right because Abraham Lincoln did it himself. Congress didn't do it. He should have been impeached for that and imprisoned. So that's historically they're doing something that is as bad as what Abraham Lincoln did in the Civil War, and there were a lot of bad things that Lincoln did.
And he got away with it then, and
sure
these
did.
Guys are going to get away with it now.
Yeah, yeah.
As of tomorrow, I mean, when the Senate's going to vote on this, this is going to go through. Bush is going to sign it, and then there goes your freedoms.
It's,
and now I know you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm a good American. I've never done anything wrong. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not going to get caught up in this. Who cares? These are the bad guys. We need to crush them. We need to do what it takes. Well, you know, you say that now, but you don't know who's going to get into office next. Maybe Bush is your man, right? Maybe he's your guy, and you think that everything he does is right, and if Bush does it, well, I'm standing by him, and hallelujah for Bush. Well, what happens when Hillary Clinton gets in?
Right.
Or what happens when somebody who you don't like gets into office, and now they've got the power to pluck you off the street
yeah.
as an enemy combatant for whatever the excuse is, because they've already got the power, and who knows how much further they're going to take it from there, because you should know by now that it doesn't stop. The buck does not stop at this point. It's just sitting at rest now. When they pass this law, when they destroy more freedoms, they're not done.
I would suggest everybody read very carefully into this thing, and you'll notice one thing. They're not going to tell you the processes they're going to allow for interrogation. Even though they say they've come up with an agreement for it, they're worried that if they say anything, people will train, terrorists will train to resist it.
You know, the best thing that we can do about this is go to downsizedc.org
and oppose it.
And they have an easy way for you to write your Congress things. And
whatever it'll do, it's something. Downsizedc.org. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. What happens when cops spend $6,400 on lap dances?
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with downsizedc.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At downsizedc.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit downsizedc.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Hey.